Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for Ag Daily for the week of Monday, December 18th. Currently, we've got corn down about 0.75 cents here on Monday morning. The beans are down 5.25 cents on their lows. March wheat's up 2.75 cents. Wheat's been firm due to the weather in the plains. We're still very dry there. They're talking about, you know, heavy snows and colder weather coming in by Christmas Day. I don't know that that's going to be a big help out here. It'll help the moisture profile, but, you know, it could do some more damage to this wheat crop out here. Funds are heavily short wheat, 166,000 contracts. They're short 200 corn. They're long only about 10,000 contracts of beans now and about 10 oil, but they are long about 60,000 meal. We had some export sales this morning, 168,000 metric tons of sorghum to China and 396,000 metric tons of beans to China, so a little bit of export business. But the weather in South America has certainly improved. Argentina's gotten some rains, Brazil's getting some rains, so the beans have broken about a good 8 cents off their early highs out here. As we move forward to the week, I think the trade's going to start shifting from the carryout issues and the big carryouts to what are the intentions going to be. Certainly, the corn-soybean ratio favors planting more beans than corn, and the Informa numbers, which came out, I think, on Friday, show a bigger increase in corn bean acres at the expense of corn acres, about 1 million acres or so. I think that's certainly reasonable considering where the prices are here today. But we still, I don't think, are anywhere out of the woods on the South American weather. I think option prices are cheaper, and I'd probably be using this kind of a break to get long some options out here, because I don't think the South American weather is done by a long shot, and I'd rather be buying on a good break this early due to a little rain than I would be buying strength, you know, 2 or 3 weeks from now if they don't have any rains. So I wouldn't say I'm bullish the grains, but, you know, I think as we come toward the first of the year, we need to see this thing bounce in the first week or two. Maybe we'll make some new lows the first week of the month, the first Monday of the month, which would be typical. So maybe corn and wheat could make new lows yet. But overall, I still think we've got some upside potential in these grains. I think the beans will lose relative to the corn, and they're going to try to adjust that corn-soybean ratio. But I think when it's all said and done, the acres will really depend on the weather in the spring. If we get good weather in the spring, farmers are going to plant more corn. If we don't get it, then you'll get the increase in bean acres. That's really about it. If you have any questions, you can give us a call here at Top Third at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Or you can log on to our website at www.topthird.com. That's TOPTHIRD.com. Have a good day.